I'm joined here by Carolyn Sabin with Families First. How are you?
Just great. How are you, Jack?
Fantastic. And you guys got a lot going on. New website, a lot of things to look forward to.
Right, yeah. We have a new website. It has the same website address, but it's got a whole new look.
Cool.
And we're pretty excited about some of the things we might be able to do through that website. In particular, we're anxious to be working with NYFA and Nebraska Children and Families Foundation. This area, the Southwest Nebraska, has been chosen as like a pilot project for rolling out their resource directory through NYFA. And so we're pretty excited for that to be customized to the services in our area. So stay tuned.
Yeah, fantastic.
I don't have a projected date.
Okay, so is NYFA, is that just a Nebraska organization?
Right, yeah. Okay. And, you know, right now off the top of my head, I cannot tell you exactly what it stands for.
Like it's Nebraska something Families Association, it's usually how it goes.
You know, I couldn't tell you exactly, but they do a lot with the housing in Nebraska.
Okay.
So they're carrying out the new ERA funds that's rent and utilities assistance for families in Nebraska. They manage a lot of those sorts of things. So anyway, they're anxious to make sure all areas have a knowledge of all the resources that would be available to families.
Fantastic. Talking here, Carolyn Sabin. You know, besides the website, I know you guys had a couple different events and stuff to look forward to as well, or?
Right. Yes. Yeah. February 27th is our quarterly meeting. And so that's those quarterly meetings are when we get all those stakeholders together and update them on things that have gone on since the last meeting. So we've got some updates on transportation. And the Minority Needs Work Group has chosen to support a health literacy class, and that is being facilitated by West Central District Health Department. And it's not too late to get signed up for that class. We're only on the second session, which will be February 28th, but it's a really good introduction to really making sure all services are accessible by anybody in the community. And so, you know, regardless of status and any physical sort of discrimination, you know. So that's coming up. And then we're pretty excited to be partnering with PTI. That's Parent Training and Information through, and they're based out of Omaha, but it's a parent group that advocates for those with disabilities, and they are going to help us sponsor a conference here in North Platte on April 19th and 20th at North Platte Bethel Church. So it'll be a really great learning opportunity for educators, caregivers, and parents with children who have disabilities, or anyone, even adults with disabilities, because the morning sessions will be education and presentations that way. And in the afternoon, they will be doing actual paperwork appointments. So you bring your paperwork for applying for disability or are signing up for any programs, and they will help you and walk you through all of it. So it'll be a really great opportunity for people in the community. And, you know, we've had requests and interest from as far as Perkins County. So that'll be awesome to have that for this area. And so those are some of the big things. I also like to put out a kind of a save the date for another Nebraska initiative in our community. It's Communities for Kids, Lincoln County, and they'll be sponsoring Kids on the Bricks on April 13th. So we're anxious to help support that and get more awareness of early childhood education.
Fantastic. And so you mentioned the classes and then the conference at the church in April. Where can you sign up for either of those?
Actually, well, the, if you want to sign up for the health literacy class, they'd need to email, and you can do that on our website, is to email us and get information, or check with West Central District Health Department, because they would be able to send out the link too. And the registration for the conference will be coming out the beginning of March.
All right. Yeah, that's great. And then Kids on the Bricks, that's April 13th. And obviously an outdoor event, and you just hope and pray in April that you get good weather. You never know what it's going to bring, right?
Right. Yeah. We've had a few years where it was just great, and then we've had some where it was not so pleasant.
Yeah, I'm sure you get dumped on by rain, or who knows, even snow sometimes that late in the year.
Right.
So, yeah, congratulations on the new website. So it's a new kind of new look, and then there's probably a bunch of different tabs you could do a bunch of different things on.
Right, yeah. And if people are applying for assistance through the website, it's a super easy button to find. It just says, get help.
No, there you go. Nice and bold.
Yeah.
Can't miss it.
So, yep, that's pretty much what's going on for us right now.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And anything else you'd like to mention, or anything in the near future with Families First?
You know, what we've already talked about pretty much wraps it up. But I'm sure after our collaborative partners meeting, we'll have some more updates. And so I look forward to visiting with you in March.
Fantastic. Well, Carolyn, as always, we appreciate the time. And here's to a great rest of your February.
All right. Thanks. And same to you, Jack.
Thank you.